when you have rosacea, it's all about picking a gentle skincare regimen, really finding which moisturizer, which cleanser, which sunscreen works the best for your skin. Does it vasodilate it more? Does it make you flush more? And really helps protect your skin barrier, but at the same time, kind of masking a little bit of that underlying redness to help you. Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Nicoletta Show. This is your host, Dr. Nicoletta Brankoff, board-certified dermatologist, skin, hair, and nail specialist, and plant-based beauty foods expert. This is your place to hear the whole truth on skincare, skin trends, and myths, so you can get the tools you need to take back your confidence starting now. The information in this episode is not medical advice. This is for informational purposes only, and you should always consult with your doctor before implementing any of the information. Now, on to the show. Welcome back to the Dr. Nicoletta Show, where we absolutely believe that superwomen like you can learn how to identify and stick to your perfect skincare routine so that you can reverse early signs of aging and feel completely confident in your own healthy skin. Now, last week, we discussed a lot of aspects about rosacea, and a lot of the feedback I heard is they loved listening to this episode on rosacea and learning the different symptoms of rosacea, how it presents in different skin color. So depending on the type of skin you have in different situations, we learned about the different symptoms, and we also very much discussed the triggers that really amplify rosacea symptoms. And so last week, we really dove into what is rosacea. I discussed that I had a prior episode, episode 40, all about rosacea. And so we're going to take a turn here and really talk more about how can you help yourself if you've been diagnosed with rosacea with some at least over-the-counter treatments. Now, there are, of course, prescription treatments, but there's many products out there that are over-the-counter that you can actually effectively use and can help you with your symptoms of rosacea. And it's just really important to be just educated about which ones, because there's so much on the market. So what over-the-counter, you know, products can actually help versus exacerbate, right? And then, you know, what to look for in certain types of categories of products. So, for example, what to look for in sunscreens, what to look for in moisturizers, you know, what to avoid. And I'll also discuss some of my favorite brands and favorite makeup types of brands that you can actually use if you have rosacea. So this is going to be a jam-packed episode all about now taking the action and what can you actually look for in a product if you have rosacea. So let's jump right in. Okay, so what I love to discuss first is the basics in sun protection. As I discussed last week, we know that UV radiation causes that oxidative damage to our skin, and UV radiation from the sun is actually one of the triggers that exacerbates rosacea. So it's very important that, of course, we are using sunscreen and adequate sun protection. Now, my suggestions on what to actually look for in a sunscreen if you have rosacea are the mineral-based type of sunscreens. So you want to avoid chemical-based sunscreens, as chemical-based sunscreens, they have certain ingredients. Just I'm going to list a few. Oxybenzone, avobenzone are a couple of them. But the chemical sunscreen category is more irritating for those that have sensitive skin. And again, typically with rosacea, you also are lumped into that category that you also have sensitive skin. So on the other hand, what should you look for in your sunscreen? Well, you want to look for zinc oxide, titanium dioxide, or both. In addition, you also want to try to look for a sunscreen that has no fragrance. Now, make sure that it actually says fragrance-free. And you all know this because you are very educated and empowered listening to the show, because you know that if it says unscented, you want to choose another sunscreen. So you want to choose the sunscreen that says fragrance-free, not just unscented. Because again, that unscented means that there's something in there that actually masks the actual fragrance in there. So you want to look for the words fragrance-free. Another aspect to look for in your sunscreen, broad spectrum protection. That means we're going to be broadly protecting you from UVA and UVB rays. And then lastly, SPF 30 or higher. So these are all the things to look for in a sunscreen if you have rosacea. And so now we can talk about a couple other ingredients that are good to look for in moisturizers. And of course, if you have like a moisturizer that's also a sunscreen, because some people kind of lump the two together, moisturizer, sunscreen step, they just pick like a sunscreen moisturizer. Again, it's important to have that SPF 30 or higher, but other ingredients to look for in moisturizers that are helpful if you have rosacea: hyaluronic acid, niacinamide, ceramides, and sometimes silicone can also be helpful as well. And then now, what do you ask? Now you ask, well, what should I avoid? I mean, I know what I should get, but what should I avoid? Well, I would say that knowing what to avoid is almost more important than knowing what to look for. Because if you're not knowing what to avoid, you can just really do a lot of damage to your skin barrier. So if you have rosacea, it is pretty smart to try to avoid products that have any of these ingredients: fragrance, menthol, eucalyptus, any essential oil, camphor, that's C-A-M-P-H-O-R, so camphor, alcohols, peppermint, witch hazel. Those are all ingredients that you should be avoiding if you have rosacea. They are really, really aggravating and irritating to sensitive skin. And I'm going to also list, this is kind of a long list, and so, you know, I'm just going to list them out, but I will have a lot more of these listed in the blog that I will be uploading. But let me just list a couple other words that basically fragrance is associated with, or basically other names for fragrance. There's many, many names out there for fragrance. So other ones are balsam of Peru, cinnamic aldehyde, cinnamal alcohol, eugenol, there's linalool, lavender, perfumes, colognes, masking perfumes, unscented perfumes, aroma chemicals, essential oils, cinnamon. Again, cinnamon's a vasodilator, so it's not going to help you with rosacea. It's going to just make you more flushing and red. Cloves, sweet basil, citrus, lemon peel. So those are just some categories that are kind of very similar to, that have fragrance names, really. And it's just important to be aware of those. And if you use a product with any of those that I'll list in the blog, well, and you're aggravating and you're getting more and more red with your rosacea, that would be a key that you really back off that product. So it's very, very important to look for these things to avoid. Now, those are just a couple of the basics of course, you know, sunscreen tips, moisturizer tips, and like ingredients to avoid if you have rosacea. I'm going to list a couple of products and brands that I like. I've had patients really tell me that they like them if they have the rosacea as well. And so I'm going to share a couple of them with you here. So one brand is called Selfless by Hyram. And they actually have this green tea and centella hydrating gel cleanser. Now, what's nice is it's very hydrating. It is a cleanser. And it's soothing and really helps people with that underlying redness that you have with rosacea. And what's important is the centella asiatica flower that's actually in this product has been known for centuries, really, in the Far East. It's been known for many, many, many years. But it has redness-reducing properties for your skin. And it is a gel cleanser. So it's going to be pretty gentle, and there is no scent because it actually does say fragrance free, and it is fragrance free. So it's great for rosacea skin, and if you have sensitive skin, I mean, it's definitely worth a try if other cleansers really irritate you if you have rosacea. So again, that has the key ingredient, the centella asiatica flower. Now, two other products from this other line I really like are Dr. Jart's. And they have the Tiger Grass Serum line. Basically, it's the Cicapair Tiger Grass Serum line. And the Tiger Grass Serum, that actually is the Centella Asiatica Flower Serum. Getting a little tongue-tied here. But basically, the Tiger Grass Serum has that flower, the Centella Asiatica Flower Serum. So the serum line is great, as well as the Dr. Jart Cicapair Color Correcting Moisturizer is also really great if you're looking for a moisturizer with your rosacea. So like at nighttime, for example, it's a very thick moisturizer. And when you put it on, it's kind of weird because it does have a little green hue to it. But when you apply it, basically what it does is it minimizes the effects of the redness if you are typically skin types 1 to 3, that's really where this helps more in the skin types 1 to 3. So lighter skin tones where we see rosacea and the redness pronounced. So when you apply it, it really kind of has a green color, a very light, but basically it helps to mask any underlying redness, but you just want to continue to kind of rub it in. And that it's not like a prominent green once you rub it in, but it really does help with that underlying redness. And so, it basically has a great ingredient that helps correct that appearance of redness. So that's a great moisturizer to use. And Dr. Jart's is the brand for that. And then another, if you're looking for another brand, if you've maybe tried those or you didn't, but there's another French brand. I actually use their thermal water spray at home, but it's actually a French brand, Aven. So if you're really looking for another brand that could help with underlying redness, Aven is a fabulous brand because it has certain products that will help with that underlying redness and do not necessarily trigger it. And they actually have a cleanser specifically designed for redness. So, for example, they have the Aven cleanser for redness. It's really refreshing, and it's like they call it, it's a cleansing lotion. And they have also a moisturizer line. So they also have a Xerocalm cleanser as well. So Aven has a couple good products for underlying redness and, you know, just a cleanser, cleansing lotion and moisturizer that you can try. Again, when you have rosacea, it's all about picking a gentle skincare regimen, really finding which moisturizer, which cleanser, which sunscreen works the best for your skin. Does it vasodilate it more? Does it make you flush more? And really helps protect your skin barrier, but at the same time, kind of masking a little bit of that underlying redness to help you. So that's Aven is that other brand that I really like. And then one of the other things that I actually mentioned in the last episode, I kind of briefly discussed, sometimes with rosacea, you could actually have an overlap with another syndrome where you have basically, it's called seborrheic dermatitis, but basically you have the superficial yeast that lives on all of our skin, but sometimes it can be aggravated by an inflammatory skin condition and you're more prone to seeing how it actually looks like. We all have it on our scalp. And the thing is, not many of us actually show actual signs and symptoms. However, basically the superficial yeast on our skin can cause flaking and greasiness. So sometimes some people with rosacea have like in the like folds between the nose and the cheek, and sometimes on the eyebrows and on the forehead, sometimes they have this like flaking and greasiness. And that's that superficial yeast there that's causing that to look like that. So basically another great option, if you do have that in addition to your rosacea, you can get an over-the-counter ketoconazole 1% shampoo. The other brand name is called Nizoral. And so it really helps you because basically what happens in when you have rosacea, the pH in your skin is damaged and it's basically more prone to getting seborrheic dermatitis, which is that superficial yeast that is more prone to cause actual symptoms to be seen if that pH on the skin is impaired, which of course it is in rosacea. So we're all about trying to balance that pH of the skin when we do have some type of inflammatory condition like rosacea. So Nizoral is a great, and it's a shampoo that you can kind of use as you apply it for a couple minutes on those flaky, greasy areas, and then you actually wash it off after that. And people use it also for seborrheic dermatitis that on their scalp as well, but you can use it and kind of like a cleanser where you keep it on for a couple minutes and wash it off your face. So that's just, there are prescriptions for that, but that's just a nice option if you're not able to get a prescription and it's an over-the-counter option. It's called Nizoral. And then I'm going to top it off and really end with one of the best ingredients for treating rosacea using over-the-counter ingredients. And that ingredient is called azelaic acid, A-Z-E-L-A-I-C. So I don't know if you've ever heard of azelaic acid, but basically this is an excellent ingredient. It does have anti-inflammatory properties and it can pretty much really help with rosacea. Now, azelaic acid is very commonly used acne medication in female patients that are actually pregnant. It is safe to use in pregnancy for acne, so azelaic acid topically, but it has many other properties and ways that we use it in dermatology. So typically, when you receive prescription azelaic acid, it is a 15 to 20% acid strength, and that's most effective. However, I'm going to list a couple over-the-counter azelaic acid options that are effective. And of course, it's always great to have options. So these are a couple over-the-counter azelaic acid options. So one of them is actually called The Ordinary. And The Ordinary brand actually has an azelaic acid suspension, which is 10% is the concentration. So with the fact that they're using the word suspension in the Ordinary brand, the azelaic acid actually comes more as like a powder, and therefore it actually needs to be suspended into its formulation. So what happens is because it's called a suspension, it actually originally started as a powder before it really was formulated. So then what happens is when you actually use this on your face, The only thing that you will notice with this product is that it does tend to dry out, and it tends to be kind of like almost sandy or grainy because it initially actually comes as a powder in the formulation of the product. So if you want to try the Ordinary azelaic acid suspension, if you want to try it, I would suggest, because of that weird kind of grittiness that it could kind of show on your face, I would suggest maybe trying it at night, only if you actually do notice that texture in your face during the day. And then you can just wash it off in the morning. And so that's pretty much with that product. And then, of course, the other brand is that you've heard of before, Paula's Choice. They have a 10% azelaic acid booster as well. And that one could also have that gritty feeling. So with both of these, you have to try it. And if you don't notice anything that bothers you during the day, by all means, you could use it in the morning. But if you do notice it and it does bother you, then just use it at night and wash it off in the morning. But azelaic acid is really helpful because it's one of the best ingredients to really help calm inflammation that happens in rosacea. And so it doesn't actually help with the actual like telangiectasias and the redness, which is superficial blood vessels. It doesn't really help with the redness what you get with rosacea, but it does help with the inflammation. So rosacea has many different features of how it looks like. And of course, you could refer to episode 40. There's different types of rosacea and how it presents. Just as a recap, some people do present with the erythema telangiectatic rosacea, which your face is more just red and flushed with superficial blood vessels. But then you have a papular pustular form, which you'll have more bumps filled with pus and some just red bumps. You have a rhinophimitis, which is more your nose enlarges and the nose becomes more prominent. And then the fourth one would be ocular rosacea. So there are different variants of rosacea, but it's just important to know that azelaic acid works more in that anti-inflammatory role, not so much for the actual redness part. So those two products are great options for azelaic acid, just for over-the-counter treatment options that help for rosacea. So there are quite a few other options, but I think that, and in general, it's another key tip for makeup is to look for green-tinted makeup. And there are many options for green-tinted makeup, and I won't list them here. But the green tint in makeup, of course, does help to mask that underlying redness as well. So yeah, that's pretty much all I have for you on different products and different options for rosacea. I hope that was super helpful. And if you need a reminder and skincare affirmations to remember to be applying your retinoid as well as remembering your sunscreen and just general tips to help you be as consistent as you can so you can achieve the goals looking and feeling as beautiful as you are, all you need to do is just text me the word podcast to 480-530-8187, and I will put you on the list of thousands of listeners that I text every single week. I text a morning skincare routine or positive skincare affirmation so that you can actually take the steps towards healthy, glowing skin. So go ahead and all you do is text the word podcast at 480-530-8187. And get excited because next week and next month, we are going to talk about sun protection, skin cancer, and all the things when it comes to sun protection. Coming into the summer, it's a really important topic. And if you have any questions, you can also text the word podcast to that number and we'll be happy to address them and answer them on the show. So that is all I have for you. Until next time, go step out with confidence and make sure that you are ready to continue going for your dreams while you're getting that healthy, glowing skin. I'll see you guys next week. Bye, everyone. I'm over here virtually loving your glowing skin and cheering you on for finishing another episode of the Dr. Nicoletta Show. I am so glad you stopped by to learn more and empower yourself on how to love your skin one day at a time. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, just head over to drnicoletta.com for the show notes and all the resources from today's episode. It would absolutely mean so much to me if you subscribe and leave a 5-star review of the show. Your support helps me reach more listeners and thus impact thousands and thousands of people. I'll be forever grateful. And until the next episode, don't forget to step out with confidence.